Can you start off by talking about the significance of the hearing yesterday? What was learned? What wasn't learned? And what you think are the key questions to be asked that may have never been asked formally by any of these committees?
Thank you, Amy. What was learned was irrelevant. What was relevant wasn't discussed. And it was those areas that concerned me. Why was the CIA operating a base out of Benghazi? Why was the State Department operating a transitional mission facility, a TMF, it wasn't a consulate, in Benghazi? Why was Ambassador Stevens, who was aware of the security situation in Benghazi in the first place? So none of these questions have been asked. And remember, when the plane flew the survivors out of Benghazi to get them back to Tripoli, for every State Department official on that plane, there were five or six CIA employees. And my sources tell me that the CIA was there to buy back weapons that we had given to Gaddafi in the first place. So the question all of this begs, and this is where Hillary Clinton's remarks did concern me, is that we created a disaster in Libya. It was the decision to conduct regime change, the decision to go after Gaddafi, which eventually led to his death. And remember, Hillary Clinton welcomed that news with the words, "We came, we saw, he died." Now, there is a link to what Putin is doing in Syria, because remember, we had to tell the Russians that we had very limited objectives, a very limited mission in Benghazi, so that they would not veto the UN resolution. And then, essentially, Putin finds out that our mission really was to go after Gaddafi, creating this instability, this discontinuity, this chaos in Libya. So it really needs to be discussed. What is the role of military power in the making of foreign policy? Why does Hillary Clinton think that Libya is not a disaster? And why was Hillary Clinton pushing for the military role in Libya in the first place? These are important issues. As far as the hearings were concerned, she testified for off and on for nearly 11 hours. She handled herself extremely well, and she essentially exposed the fact that these were a group of Republican troglodytes doing their best to marginalize her and humiliate her. And they totally failed.